God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. They brought to him a man both blind and mute, and Jesus made him speak and made him see. The multitudes were overcome with wonder. Could this be the promised son of David? But when the Pharisees beheld the healing, they gathered in the darkness of their hearts. This fellow does not cast out devils, except by Beelzebub, the prince of devils.
But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has overtaken you. He who is not with me is standing against me. He who does not gather with me is scattering abroad.
He knew their thoughts and answered their accusation. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself cannot stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided. How then can his kingdom continue to stand? If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your own children cast them out?
But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has overtaken you. He who is not with me is standing against me. He who does not gather with me is scattering abroad.
Conceived in Mary by the Holy Spirit, anointed at the Jordan from above, led by the Spirit through the wilderness, approved by miracles and wonders and signs. Through the eternal Spirit he offered himself, without a spot to God, the sacrifice for sin. The Spirit of Yahweh raised Jesus from the dead, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him. Therefore I say to you, all kinds of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men. Whoever speaks against the Son of Man, that word may still be pardoned and forgiven. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit shall never find forgiveness for that word. Not in this age, nor in the age approaching. They call the Spirit's work the devil's work.
But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has overtaken you. He who is not with me is standing against me. He who does not gather with me is scattering abroad.
Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree corrupt, its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. You generation of vipers, being evil, how can you speak good things? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account in the day of judgment. He was not speaking of a passing doubt, a careless word, or ignorance seeking light. Paul obtained mercy, though a blasphemer, because he acted ignorantly in unbelief. But these learned doctors of the law, took counsel how they might destroy him. They saw the Spirit's goodness with their very eyes, and knowingly attributed it to Satan.
But if I cast out devils by
by the Spirit of God, and the kingdom of God has overtaken you. He who is not with me is standing against me. He who does not gather with me is scattering abroad.
They did not merely speak against a man. They attributed the works of God to the adversary. They called the Holy Spirit unclean by their own words. They were condemned.